Hello, and welcome to the Degree of Freedom podcast. My name is Jonathan Haber, and today we're going to be joined by Dale Stevens, author of UnCollege and the man behind the Hackademic Camps and Gap Year programs that are offering hundreds of students an alternative to traditional college education. When MOOCs trigger predictions of educational utopias or wastelands, those predictions usually center on what they mean for younger people who might be considering online alternatives to a standard campus-based college or university experience. The problem is that most people participating in MOOC classes already have a college degree, meaning the experiences folks like me are having may not be immediately applicable to those who have not had the opportunity to learn how to learn, something many students get during their college years. What about those who mastered these learning skills at a younger age? What about kids who are so bored in school they went out and created their own version of K-12 and at 18 are looking for something equally difficult and challenging? For such students, free learning alternatives such as MOOCs may be part of what they're looking for, but I suspect only a part. For just as vegetarians are not interested in having their eggplant served to them disguised as a T-bone steak, younger independent learners may be looking for something that bears no resemblance to what we think of as college. For them, mentors and internships, travel, or creating a startup may be preferable to sitting through lectures, even by some of the world's greatest professors, whether delivered live or via a browser. Now, maybe today's guest, and many of the people whose lives he's touched via his UnCollege project, are outliers, people who are destined to succeed no matter how they decide to learn or what they choose to do in life. But I suspect that the desire to explore alternatives to the traditional college after high school trajectory is more mainstream than that. Think for a minute about all the kids who decide to take a year off between high school and college to explore life outside an institutional setting, something once considered remarkable which is now becoming an institution of its own. Think about the growing percentage of kids who have had at least some experience with charter schools, online classes, or homeschooling before they get anywhere near the time they have to make a decision on what to do after high school graduation. And think about all the options for self-propelled education that have been part of the landscape since before anyone heard of MOOCs, the internet, or computers for that matter. At the degreeoffreedom.org website, I recently wrote a story on online learning badges like those supported by Mozilla. But Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts have been earning badges that represent learning and skill acquisition for 100 years. And anyone who's been in the military can tell you how much what they learned had anything to do with sitting in a classroom. So as you listen to today's guest, keep in mind that the cohort he is inspiring may be looking at the UnCollege experience not as a way to save money, but as a complete way of life. And with that, I'd like to welcome Dale Stevens to Degree of Freedom.
Thank you.
So Dale, could you tell listeners a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to found UnCollege?
I started UnCollege.org out of my frustrations with school. I left school when I was 12 initially and didn't go to middle school or high school and became an unschooler. It was out of that experience that I started wondering when I got to college why I was there and why it wasn't that I could do exactly the same thing that I'd done throughout middle school and high school for college and not be spending lots of money and sitting in lecture classes. So I started UnCollege almost 2.5 years ago now. It's really grown from a blog where I was ranting about my frustrations with higher education into a robust resource for self-directed learners. We now provide services directly to self-directed learners. We run gap year programs. We run camps, workshops. We work with colleges and universities sometimes who are trying to figure out how they can become more self-directed. And it's really neat to get to watch sector evolve from the inside out.
And you got your start as a Thiel Fellow, or that came after you'd found UnCollege? Maybe you could tell listeners a little bit about the Thiel Fellowship.
Yeah, I got the Thiel Fellowship after I quit college and started UnCollege. I started UnCollege in January and was selected as a Thiel Fellow in May. Thiel Fellowship was recognizing the top 20 entrepreneurs around the world under the age of 20 and was billed as acquiring people to drop out of college to participate, which they did, and that lasted 2 years, and that provided the initial seed funding to get UnCollege off the ground.
But I know in college you have your academic program and then your gap year program. Can you talk a little bit about those two?
Last year we started running what we call Hackademic Camps, which are 3-day long experiences to get self-directed learners together and start forming communities of people who want to learn outside of school. So we work on developing meta-learning skills, the skills that make you a better and more effective learner. So everything from how to find mentors to how to find educational resources to how to evaluate yourself to how to keep yourself motivated. And it's really amazing to see people come together who previously felt really isolated in their quest to learn on their own. And now for the first time are coming together and finding out that there are other people in the world who think about their education in the same way. After piloting the Hackademic Camps last year, we decided that it might make sense to run a longer program. And so we launched Gap Year out of that. Gap Year is a year-long program. It'll take 10 people throughout the process of self-directed learning over the course of a year. It's divided into four segments. There's a residential segment for 3 months, 3 months abroad, 3 months doing an internship, and 3 months doing an independent creative project. And we were amazed that we got over 200 applications for the 10 spots. We selected those people last month, and we've got 10 Gap Year Fellows starting with us in September. Got 20 starting in January. And it's really exciting to get to design a learning experience from scratch.
And in terms of the independent learning, you mentioned touring, working independently on projects. As you might know, the focus of Degree of Freedom is on some of the free learning resources, primarily the massive open online courses that have been in the news so much, but also other sources taking traditional college courses or learning the same material as you would in a traditional college course through something other than being enrolled in a university. Was either your education or the educational model that you're promoting based on leveraging these resources, or are you trying to get students to think beyond the whole classroom model?
Free educational resources such as MOOCs are fantastic, but I was able to be a self-directed learner before MOOCs existed. The resources have been out there. I find what MOOCs do is just make them a lot more readily accessible, which I think will allow more people to be self-directed. And that's awesome, right? We get more people who are self-directed, who are self-motivated, who are creative and independent. Those are the sorts of skills that we need. But ultimately, MOOCs aren't the end-all be-all at all. They're mostly taking information that was already accessible in one way or another and presenting it in a more useful format.
What are some of the alternatives to traditional classroom models or online free versions of models for education you've experienced? You mentioned mentorships and independent projects. Can you expound on those a little bit?
So when I was an unschooler from the ages of 12 to 18, I was basically using a bunch of different models of learning. So whether that was mentorship or creating collaborative classes where other students and I would get together and we'd take turns leading the class each week. Someone else would be in charge of bringing snack, and someone else would be in charge of creating the assignments, to whether that was going into a school just to take part in a lab project and doing the rest of the learning on my own. It was really amazing how flexible it could be in terms of what I was able to do when the first question I considered was how I wanted to learn.
And how did you want to learn? What was the learning style that you determined for yourself? And is that a learning style that you're finding is common throughout unschoolers?
I think that at the most basic level, what I wanted was control. And in school, I had no control over what I was learning, or how I was learning it, or when I was learning it. I think that's definitely a common thread among people who are part of MCollege. They want control over how they're learning. They want context as to why they're learning it. And they want some applicability to understand why what they're doing might actually be relevant.
When you were referring to you and your fellow academics as a team of misfits, that kind of implies that it's a certain type of person who can benefit from these modes of independent learning. Do you think that's the case, or do you think this is a set of skills that more and more people can learn?
I think that everyone is capable of self-directed learning, and I think the types of skills that being self-directed helps you develop, being independent, being self-motivated, being creative, being mature, are the kinds of things that we would ideally like everyone to develop. I don't really think there's a downside to giving it a try. Certainly, it's not going to be for everyone. That would be as ridiculous as saying that everyone should go to school. But I think that there is a large percentage of the population that would probably benefit from finding cheaper and more meaningful ways to learn. I don't know what that percentage is. In the States alone, there are 20 million college students, right? So even if you assume that 1% of those would benefit from being self-directed, that's 200,000 people. That's a lot of people, right? You know, we can take 10 people in a gap year program. There's no way that we can scale to accommodate 200,000. So my sense is that there's going to be way more demand for this than the alternative educational ecosystem can possibly provide.
And I know, Dale, you've just published your book on college. First, you could tell us a little bit about it, but also, does that map out your vision or curriculum or the set of skills that you think kind of go into a candidate for an un-college experience?
The book is meant to be very practical, and it uses my story and the stories of about 40 people that I interviewed who've been successful as self-directed learners to create practical exercises for how to become more self-directed, whether that's in terms of figuring out how to budget your time and money for learning, how to find mentors, how to figure out what it makes sense to prioritize, how to keep yourself motivated. There's a bunch of really practical exercises that people are using to become more unschooled.
And how's the book going so far?
It's been good. I mean, I get great feedback in my email inbox every day, and it's amazing to see what happens when people actually read what you've written.
So, out of curiosity, have you taken any MOOCs or online classes yourself recently?
I haven't, actually, no.
Have you thought of creating one? It seems like you've got a curriculum you developed that could potentially scale.
I have thought about creating one, and we are creating a curriculum for the Gap Year program this fall. We'll think about putting that online. First, we're trying to figure out how it works in the real world, and translating that into something online that I think might prove difficult, because we're not teaching content. It's not math or science.
It's an interaction. It's a sort of style of working together.
It's giving people challenges and getting feedback. Not something that is easily mimicked online, at least not yet.
So you've got 20 people in your Gap Year program. Sounds like you're doing these academic camps all over the world, right?
Only in the States so far. We're talking about doing one in Spain and India this fall, though.
Interesting. So that model is something that at least is generating a little bit of curiosity overseas?
Yeah, it is.
And if you look out over where you think OnCollege is going and where it might end up in 5 years' time, maybe even 10 years' time, is it sort of scaling up what you're doing, or do you see this heading towards a broader vision you have in mind?
I don't know. I mean, I think that entirely depends on the success of the Gap Year program, whether or not that works. It could be great. We could want to scale it. It could be that our assumptions about what people need to be self-directed are totally wrong. And I think that's one of the fun things, that we are a learning organization, and we are learning about our own processes as we go along.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to connect again when your first graduating class finishes. You say your first Gap Year class started in September, was that right?
It will start this September.
Okay, well, I wish you the best of luck with that program, with everything you're doing, Dale. Thank you for spending time with us here on Degree of Freedom.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks very much.
That was Dale Stevens, author of OnCollege. Before saying goodbye, I'd like to take a minute to reflect on what the decades of the homeschooling movement might mean for where education is heading. Like many people, I originally thought of homeschool as a religious institution, one driven by parents who wanted alternatives to a secular public school system and expensive private religious education. But that was before I became a parent myself and saw many other parents explore homeschool options for all kinds of reasons, some religious, but some based on nothing more than wanting to get their kids out from under a bad elementary school situation. In the mix, you've also got parents and students interested in exploring some of the vast resources available to pursue options other than a fixed curriculum decided by somebody else. For every time I worked on an innovative educational project, whether it be a digital literacy or critical thinking curriculum, some of those interesting uses of those programs came from parents and students, religious and secular, interested in taking advantage of a new resource simply because they could. Like Dale, these students are growing up in a world of educational choices, and with the advent of MOOCs, they now have the choice to add Ivy League classes to their learning lineup at any time they choose. Might a teenager in Indiana be interested in taking a high-level class in machine learning? Or the same-age kid in India want to take part in a Harvard class on ethics? We already have an answer to that question, which is yes. But what framework will these new learning resources get built into? People like Dale have written their own book and started their own company during the years when many kids prefer to go to classes or hang out in the dorm of a public or private college or university. But is entrepreneurship, which includes the marketing of your own experiences, the only avenue for those pursuing independent learning to demonstrate what they have done? Or is there a need to create new institutions, or at least new methods of signaling both what you've learned and the skill and drive needed to demonstrate that you've learned it independently, that can give the next generation, which includes the kids of many of you listening, the chance to show the world what they've accomplished? And with that, it's time to sign off. And I hope you'll join us next time when we start talking to the teachers behind the MOOCs on the Degree of Freedom podcast.